Can you stand any more politics? We're joined now by Jim Ziegler. He's the state auditor of Alabama and considered a leader of the Republican Party in the state. Mr. Auditor, Mr. Ziegler, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for this opportunity. What a wonderful, beautiful Birmingham venue.
It sure is, and wonderful people who've made us feel very welcome. Widely divergent views on Jim Comey's testimony this week and whether or not it did damage to President Trump. How did you see it from outside the news bubble?
Well, the people of Alabama that I have heard from since actually Wednesday afternoon, when the written version of Mr. Comey's direct testimony was released, and then on Thursday when the actual hearing was held, I'm going to use a Shakespearean term that was told to me by some of the people who heard it. In Alabama, we have a tremendous Shakespeare program. And
Alabama Shakespeare Festival is terrific.
Oh, yes, yeah. And we have a replica of the Globe Theater. Here's what two different Alabama citizens have told me about the Comey hearings. Mm-hmm. Much ado about nothing. Much ado about nothing. And that is generally the viewpoint. The people of Alabama basically see this as a sideshow, a distraction to moving forward with a positive agenda.
Please let Mr. Ziegler speak. He's been kind enough to come here. I suspect, sensing that he wasn't necessarily walking into a welcome crowd, let's give him the respect that he's due. Let me pick it up, however. Speaking of Shakespeare, what about the idea that when President Trump, according to Mr. Comey's testimony, said, "I hope you can see your way clear to do this. Mike Flynn's a great guy," and that he wasn't in a way saying, and when he asked for his loyalty, he wasn't saying, "Who will rid me of this meddlesome priest?"
Absolutely not. My take from the hearing, number one, there was no evidence of obstruction of justice. It is not there. No prosecutor would go forward with obstruction of justice. And secondly, no other federal offense was evidenced in that hearing. The third thing, as it turns out, the leaker was Jim Comey, the director of the FBI, turned out to be the leaker. The fourth thing, when
He was former director at that point.
At the time he did the leak,
yeah.
He was a former director, correct.
Yeah.
The fourth thing is, when he did the leak, he conveniently failed to leak the part that Donald Trump was not under investigation. Isn't that interesting? He leaked the adverse parts about Donald Trump, but left out that Donald Trump was not under investigation. And that is the final point, and perhaps the big thing that came out from the hearing.
Let me ask you, though, follow up, if I may, Mr. Ziegler. You've got a Republican president who's got a public approval rating that only about a third of the American public supporting him now.
And they all live in Alabama, I think.
Well, and if that's the case, that's not good. That's not a broad-based party, is it? You have the former head of the FBI who worked for three presidents who just called him a liar. As you note, Alabama voted overwhelmingly for President Trump.
Yes.
Is he good for the brand?
Well, yes, he is. His base is still with him, and those that were against him are still against him. They're a lot louder against him. But on Friday, the president proved that he is able to move forward with his agenda. He went into his infrastructure agenda and his plan to cut out some of the regulation and new projects going forward. And this can be huge for America, both business-wise and getting our infrastructure repaired. So the president's going forward and is not going to be distracted by this issue or any other.
Fred, we just have a minute and a half left, but we want to take a question or two. Jane Ness, if you could address your question to the auditor.
If Jeff Sessions is fired by Trump, do you think he will run for Senate again?
If Jeff Sessions is fired by President Trump, do you want him to run for the Senate again?
First of all, I do not think he'll be fired by President Trump, but if, worst case scenario, that happens, he has missed the qualifying deadline to run in the Republican primary August 15th. It has passed. He could only get on the ballot. And this was discussed earlier yeah. with John Archibald, as an independent by getting 35,000 signatures in the December 12th general election against the Democrat nominee and the Republican nominee. The chances of that happening are not good. It is feasible. He could also wait and run when this seat comes back up in 2020. He could also retire. So we just do not know. It would be speculative to try to project.
I regret that we're not going to have time to take another question, but I want to thank all of you folks who wrote them out for us. And Mr. Auditor, Jim Ziegler, the State Auditor of Alabama, I want to thank you very much for coming on
thank
and
you.
Speaking with us, sir.
Thank you.